There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Upon us. 16th of April, you feel a little lighter on your loafers there because of the activity of the past 24 hours. You better definitely, not probably, maybe, not maybe, but yes, hopefully get your money in, and then you will feel like at least you're a part, you're a participant. Like half the country pays taxes, the other half takes the taxes and uses them for something that is scurrilous, as it were. Okay, so speaking of scurrilous, Ken Kessler and I are here to in-depth look at things that people are protesting. Protests. We love protests. We love lots and lots of protests. Big ones, little ones, ones that make us smile. Demonstrators took to the streets in dozens of cities around the country yesterday to protest police officer killings. The ones where black men are shot by white men. Protest most specifically focusing on Eric Garner in Staten Island, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Walter Scott in South Carolina. But there are others. So let's see. Marches in New York City yesterday, L.A., Seattle, Oakland, Berkeley. And you can say, Berkeley, wow, they're always protesting everything there. Well, that doesn't mean that this isn't a worthwhile event. Hashtag shutdown A14. It's the Stop Mass Incarceration Network spreading the message on social media. So, Kenny, what do we have on social media about protests? Anything exciting as far as hashtag? What do we have? We have facebook.com/goodday and Twitter @goodday. Have any good protesting anger or protesting comments? Anything caught in people's minds that needs to have our attention?
I don't see anything about protests. Most of the talk on social media is either about presidential candidates or about Aaron Hernandez.
Really? Guilty! Put him away! Are we going to have protests here in Boston about that? Yesterday, as an aside, at 2:49, second anniversary of the Boston bombing, you'd have thought it was September 11th in Boston. You'd have thought it was Pearl Harbor Day. The ridiculous, asinine, foolish focus, not only by local media, but CNN, has become ridiculous lately with the way they focus on one item and just grind it into the ground. Moments of silence. I mean, it's okay to pay attention to this. I was in a store. I was looking at the, I just happened to be in the store at the right time or the wrong time, depending on your point of view. And the focus, this was the lady who was on CNN. And I walked out of the place. There was a fellow in there who was Greek, who I turned around and I looked at. And he was looking at the television screen, too. And the fellow in the store was looking at the screen. And I said, can you imagine how ridiculous other people think? And then, I'm not taking away from the fact that some people were killed and it was a horrible day. But to have this kind of attention focused on, and the way, it was just the way it was presented. So I bring you back around to how this protest in New York City, for example, yesterday, where several people were arrested near Police Plaza, the headquarters for the PD, you know, you see the building in the Blood, what is it called? Blood Brothers? Not Blood Brothers. What's the show that Tom Selleck has that's on Friday nights with all
Blue
of
Bloods.
The Blue Bloods? That's it, right. Okay. So there were people who were protesting there, marching onto Broadway. They went to the Brooklyn Bridge. They blocked, Doug, blocked traffic. In L.A., the LAPD said 15 protesters were arrested after they blocked the blue line tracks in downtown L.A. Why? Nobody takes the blue line. Not much going to happen getting away the blue line. They did protest in front of the LAPD headquarters at First and Main. Protesters marched through Oakland, blocked the on-ramp to Interstate 880 around 4 o'clock. That was been pleasant during rush hour. But police moved in and took the protesters out. And then they blocked the entire entrance to the Jackson Street on-ramp. Crowd included students from several Oakland schools who staged walkouts during the day. So what happens if students in high schools march in protest and they take away, they're out of school? Do you give them, do you dock them? What do you do with students? What's the appropriate way to handle students who do things? What do you do with students who do that sort of thing? Who the principal says, don't do it, and they do it. What do you do? Do you suspend them? How do you discipline school stuff? When I was in high school, I could never imagine doing this. We didn't have sit-ins, but we had some because it was the war during Vietnam War when I was finishing high school. Vietnam War just gotten started. And so we had some stuff going. I don't remember what it was, but it certainly wasn't blocking the roadways. I couldn't imagine anybody having the courage to do that. I couldn't. The only thing we would have stopped for is if Sofia Vergara had bared her chest or something. We might have stopped for that.
Not a protest.
No, not at all. All right, anyway. So speaking of protests, in Harvard Square yesterday in Cambridge, or in the last week or so, there have been protests because, damn, those Harvard, the people on the board of trustees at Harvard invested so much of their money into fossil fuels. So Maria Gallucci is going to explain the protesting going on by the folks at Havid in a moment here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden with Maria Gallucci, who is an energy and environment reporter at IB Times in New York. She's covered the clean energy economy and various other jobs that she's had. In her latest article, she writes, quote, Harvard University students are blockading a key administrative office this week to pressure the school to dump its holdings of oil, coal, and natural gas stocks. The sit-ins and protests in Cambridge are part of a global movement by climate change activists who say divesting from fossil fuels is a moral imperative for universities, pension funds, and other institutions. So this is Harvard Heat Week, Maria. The rallies are not new, but there are a couple of different angles to this from my perspective. One of them is that there's great learning that takes place if this is done properly on college campuses. The other side of it is much of the activity is just thuggery, and the students don't know what they're protesting. Agree or disagree?
I think that this, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
I think that these protests have actually, from what I've seen, have been received pretty positively. The students and professors are engaging, even though the top administrators are kind of blocked out of their offices this week. Classes are continuing, activities continuing. And so I think that it seems, with the way that the protests are going so far this week, that it's a healthy way for the students and activists to engage in a conversation on what they believe, you know, is an imperative, as you said, a moral imperative to divest from fossil fuels.
What's the end game here?
Ultimately, with the specific end game for Harvard Heat Week, is the activists want Harvard to divest its $36.4 billion endowment from fossil fuel companies. Mm-hmm. But the broader picture is that...
Hold on a second. I want people to... just a second. I knew it was around $40 billion. Can you imagine an institution of higher learning that has an endowment of that kind of money? Think about that.
Wow.
That's more money than many countries have as operating budgets. And this money, much of what they get is in terms of accrual or interest, comes from their investment in the stock portfolio. So the students say fossil fuels are immoral. Great. What's the other side of the lesson here? What do we replace them with, and what's going on at Harvard to help ease our dependence on fossil fuels?
Well, exactly. That's sort of the argument that President Drew Faust has been making, and she's opposed to the divestment strategy because she says, you know, it's her responsibility to manage the endowment properly and to manage the financial considerations of the university, and she doesn't believe that pulling out of fossil fuel companies is in the best interest. So, she hasn't really, that's what the students are pushing for, to engage in the discussion. There hasn't been much of a discussion of what would replace. It's actually $1 billion of the endowment that Harvard has in fossil fuels.
I would love to know how many guys who are running these fossil fuel companies went to Harvard. How many of them did the same thing? How many of the people that are even doing the protesting now will in 10 years be working for one of these companies? So it's swell that they can do it. But where is the sit-in or the learn-in or whatever it is, seems to me ought to be focused on what Harvard can do to train people in other fields that can replace the fossil fuel usage that we have, not only in the country, but around the world. This is great sport for college students, and it makes for great conversation in the news media, and then nothing is done because economically it's not in Harvard's best interest to do any of these things. So it'll be frustrating to the students, but you know what? Part of education. Maria Gallucci, thank you for having a moment with us here on Good Day.
Right.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So, people today are sad at the passing of Percy Sledge from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Liver cancer, died yesterday at the age of 74. We have the story in detail at DougStefan.com. You care to check the story out? With, as far as I'm concerned, what you check out is his story through music. This guy started life as a poor kid in Baton Rouge. He was a hospital orderly, played with a local band on weekends, and somebody heard the soul in his voice. So, Richie, are you doing these in order?
I can. Mm-hmm. Here he does a cover of Love Me Tender, which is really cool.
Okay. Tender, love me sweet, never let me go. He did a lot of covers.
Most of his stuff was covers.
Yeah. But he's a name, most people remember him because of the song When a Man Loves a Woman, which was actually his first single and his biggest hit. Number one in the United States, Canada, Europe. Been covered by a wide variety of artists. Bette Midler, Burton Cummings, Barbara Mandrell, Michael Bolton, who's... His version went to number one, and it was crap. But
I was thinking that. I wasn't going
to
say it.
Okay, that's good. Leave it to me to say something. You can come out of this sounding like the winner, and I'll just tell them like it is.
But I will tell you, man, just what a voice. The most soulful voice in music. The guy was amazing.
He was the first recipient of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation Pioneer Award.
You got that last year, didn't you?
I got it. No, the year before, but thanks for remembering. Percy Sledge's album Blue Night won the Blues Music Award in 1996. Member of the Carolina Beach Music Hall of Fame, Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005. Not an older man, but... time to go, time to go.
Let me tell you, as a kid, my mother wore his album. albums out.
Really?
On that big, you remember when you used to have the phonograph that was part of the TV?
Right.
Between Percy Sledge, Charlie Pride, and Ray Charles.
Really?
That's what I grew up on.
Country Charlie Pride.
Yeah, and listening to this, you know how music takes you back to a specific moment.
Yeah.
It will always remind me of my mom, and will always remind me of a kid that's
a picture
phonograph
to hold in your mind.
Yep. Great stuff, great stuff.
All right, let's move over to our video of the day today, Richie. There is some audio. You got to see this from Fox. Shows the danger of celebrating too soon during the men's steeplechase race at the Pepsi Team Invitational in Oregon. This group thought they had the race all locked up. Fellow coasted the last 100 meters or so, waving to the crowd.
Oh, no.
Get him all riled up. Let's play a little bit.
Take my word for it. There's a moral to this story.
Yeah, it looked like a coronation for Tanjay Pepio. He's getting the crowd. He wants the crowd to cheer his performance.
Tanjay Pepio.
He gets picked by Maren Simon of Washington. And you just can't do this kind of stuff, Lewis.
You can't. And you see his face, and you know no one has to say anything. They don't have to explain it to him. He'll never make that mistake again.
Wow. Kaboom. Right.
He's sitting there celebrating. Meanwhile, dude is coming up on his right and just whizzes by him.
Uh-huh. See you later, alligator.
And then the guy comes over and helps him out because the guy goes down. He's just ashamed and embarrassed.
Yeah.
He goes down on the ground, and then the winner comes over and helps him up.
Yep. Well, was that the ABC, the thrill of victory,
the agony of defeat.
And there's nothing more telling than seeing something like this, the look on people's faces. It kind of reminds me. Have you ever seen the look on a face of somebody who just found out they won the lottery?
Unfortunately.
I haven't, sadly.
Something to dream about. 28 after on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time is 33 at the hour. Doug Sheff and Ken Kessler here on Thursday, the 16th of April, with a good day focus on things that are important. Maybe we can dig around in a couple of areas to satisfy the inquisitive nature of the people who are listening to us around the Portland, Oregon. Oregon? That's a new state. State of confusion. How about Eugene? Hello, Eugene. Hello to the people in Charlotte, Pittsburgh, and the western part of Pennsylvania listening in to Good Day this morning, as are people in San Antonio and southern Ohio. How do you do? The vegans in Vegas. You ever know a vegan? You are in Vegas. Did you see any vegans while you were in Vegas?
Not that I know of.
No vegans in Vegas, yeah.
Salt Lake City. They weren't wearing signs.
Those boarded signs that you see people wearing. People in Hayes, Kansas, how do you do? Around Orlando and Lake City, Gainesville, hi. Let's see, where else do we have? That's enough for now. Saying hello, 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 and hello. Those of you who are listening in California are perhaps aware that several hundred of your fellow statesmen swarmed the state capitol in Sacramento yesterday to oppose a bill that would eliminate the right they have, if you're a Californian, the right you have, not to vaccinate your children against contagious diseases like measles. They were able to help stall a committee vote on a bit of legislation that was supposed to be voted on yesterday, got pushed back a week so they can have more hearings on this bill, which was introduced after a measles outbreak over the winter. Remember that? Started at Disneyland, requiring nearly all children in the state to be vaccinated, eliminating the growing use of the so-called personal belief exemption that has contributed to the spread of preventable diseases. How much has it contributed, would be my question. And is the lack of freedom, the lack of choice, which is supposed to be part of Americana, is it, what, are we losing our grasp on our freedoms one way or another. There's, by the way, I'm not suggesting that it's a good idea or a bad idea to have vaccinations. I have my own feeling about vaccinations. I feel that most of them are not necessary if you have a strong immune system, if you're doing things that are intelligent. But then there are some things, polio was something I was vaccinated for, and I got the scars to prove it when I was younger. I think maybe there's been a bit too, you've gone a bit too far with vaccinations. But more importantly, what we don't, the flu vaccine, let's take away children's vaccines for a minute. Let's just talk about things like flu vaccines, where they put in mercury to preserve the value of what the other ingredients are so that it lasts longer. So that they can make it, the drug companies can make the vaccines, and they can stand the test of time on the shelves. And the only way they do that is put a preservative in with them, and the only preservative they seem to be able to use is something that has silver and mercury in it, which is not good. A lot of people argue about whether it's caused any kind of various children's diseases, problems with... we all know the discussion, so I'm not going to try to dig that apart, take it apart one by one. But this is something that is inherently an American freedom. California is notorious for taking away personal freedoms, I think. Kenny, you're a resident of California. Do you think there is anything outlandish about being in California other than what it costs to live there? And the kind of kookiness of some of the attitudes. It's interesting, very interesting. I'm a part-time Californian, and I love being in California. I wouldn't want to be a full-time resident of California for any number of reasons. Not this necessarily, but there's a trend in California, like the water stuff. Okay, so there's a problem with water. You're going to charge people 20% more if you take more showers this year than you did last year. That kind of stuff. A little arbitrary. Anyway, so what do you deem important when it comes to this discussion for you? Your children are grown up now, so it may not affect them. But generally speaking, is this uniquely California thinking?
I don't know if it's uniquely California. I don't like the idea of the government getting involved in this, especially when it's so broad, because vaccines can cover a wide variety of things. You mentioned the flu vaccine, and they just came out and said a month or two ago that this year's flu vaccine was
worthless.
Basically worthless.
So was it last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So traditional doctors say, go get the vaccine. It won't hurt you. It may not help, but... it won't hurt. Couldn't hurt. I disagree. There's another thing going on when it comes to flus. This is not a fluke, pardon the pun. There's a canine flu virus that has broken out in some Midwestern cities, in Illinois specifically, Wisconsin and Ohio, Indiana as well, that has sickened 1,000 dogs or so. So, do we need to be vaccinated in case a dog bites us like we are? How many people get rabies shots? You bet you never got one. I did when I was a kid. I got bitten by a dog. I ran over his tail with my tricycle. It was a collie. I remember it like it was yesterday. I think I was 4 years old or something. Dog turns around, rawr, grabs a piece of my leg. Whoop! Mother says, got to run to the doctor, get a tetanus shot.
Ugh.
And somehow I remember getting another kind of shot. So, but don't we? Who do we vaccinate? Do we vaccinate the dogs, or do we vaccinate people? Because flu is a different sort of thing. I don't remember. I have to ask one of our medical experts about canine flus or animal oriented flu. We have the avian flu, the bird flu, right? Remember that from. Was that last year, the year before, a couple of years ago? NHN251382 hike? What was that? H5N, wasn't it? H1N1. Yes. So, the bill, anyway, which we're talking about in California, was passed by the state Senate's Health Committee, up for a hearing yesterday before the Senate Education Committee. Small minority of parents, very vocal, who objected to scientifically proven vaccinations showing up in for subjecting. It's interesting the way that I'm just reading an excerpt from a story in one of the California papers. Small but vocal minority of parents who object to scientifically proven vaccinations. Isn't that kind of a twist? That's the newspaper putting its pejorative onto the story. See, that's what we talk about all the time. People read that stuff and they think, okay, it's in the paper. It must be true. Really? That's not, well, in a manner of speaking, I suppose that is news. It's a fact because some scientists do approve a vaccine, but it doesn't. That doesn't mean all scientists do and all doctors do. Matter of fact, we got plenty of them right here on this program that'll tell you that most vaccines are bogus. There's only one of the five different doctors, and I can tell you right now that at least three of them would tell you that most vaccines are bogus. Don't get them because you don't need them. And there is a lot to that. I happen to agree. I think there are some things. My daughter and I had this conversation. She has a new baby, 4 months old next week. And the baby had all of its vaccinations. And we really didn't have much conversation about it because I don't think it's my business. She knows how I feel about it. She asked that that we, when we came in December, when the baby was born, that we have a vaccine for whooping cough and for the flu. We didn't get it. And it caused a huge row, and it was unnecessary because it turned out that the flu shots really were. But what she was doing, in fairness, was reacting to what the doctor told her, and what we were doing, in fairness, and what we didn't do it well, was say, you know, it really isn't something that we do. We stand against vaccines, and so yeah, that's a whole different can of worms. But the fact is that most of these shots are not necessary. And trying to explain that to a mother who's about to have a baby, who's emotional to begin with, probably not a great place to go. But I wasn't going to say yes and then not do it. That wouldn't have been right either, right? You wouldn't tell somebody something that wasn't the truth in that circumstance. Anyway, that's just the kind of thing that goes on, even among families and people that dispute. I want to have my children vaccinated against measles. And other people don't. Okay, so, but Kennedy's right. I think that the state of California is heavy-handed when it comes to these sorts of things. Make your own decisions, but do it in an educated fashion and have a discussion that really gets to the merits of one position or the other. Hopefully there will be agreement. Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us in a matter of moments here, and not focusing on the flu or vaccines as much as how he diagnoses various medical maladies with his patients. Up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th Annual April Sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April Sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Stephen's Good Day program. Happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman with us. drhoffman.com is the website for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. My theme this week for my doctor friends is how people ask for and get the correct diagnosis. I wonder how you help your patients understand what it is that you're telling them. What questions do people need to know when you diagnose? It's simple, like you got a cold, and this is what you do, but let's say it's something more complicated. What's in the diagnosis that you give so that people have full understanding of what's going on in their body?
Well, you know, first of all, I would say that the conventional medical diagnoses sometimes are they're not really accurate. You know, so some people elude diagnosis. For example, they've got some sort of malaise; they really feel lousy, but they're auditioning for a part that they haven't got yet. But that doesn't mean that they don't need some kind of medical attention or support. Mm-hmm. To tell them that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you really doesn't meet their needs. And then these diagnostic boxes, and mostly diagnoses for doctors, mean, okay, this is what we do drug-wise or surgery-wise. But you know, when I take a natural approach or an integrated medicine approach to patients, I look at other factors. Are they eating the right foods? Are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting the
How
proper
do we know
exercise?
You're right?
And that's a great question. And it's only as good as the results that you get. You know, diagnoses are results oriented. So it's not just like, you know, you put in the tick a number and you get an insurance reimbursement because that's what the insurance company will pay.
Yeah.
It's what the outcome is. So diagnosis that leads you to a conclusion that helps the patient to better understand their condition and to get the right kind of therapy, that's where it's at. With
I asked a question because Rita Wilson, who had the double mastectomy last week, she's the wife of Tom Hanks and an actress.
Yep.
She went to somebody and said, "Yeah, you're okay," but she went someplace else because some friend of hers said, "Why don't you get a second opinion?" And she did. Second opinion was different than the first, so she went to somebody else. Then the third opinion agreed with the second opinion and found that she had breast cancer.
Right.
So there's a real, sometimes if you've got an inkling, you ought to check it out more than one way, yes?
Well absolutely. You know, I just wrote an article for the newsletter. You probably read it because you read the newsletter.
Yes, I did.
It's 14 things you know better than your doctor. And one of them is your doctor may say you're not sick, but you, in your heart of hearts, may know that you've got something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And therefore, you need to probe further, find an answer. Because trust your instincts. I mean, sometimes people are are hypochondriacs, pursuing diagnoses that aren't real.
Yeah.
But, you know, but mostly patients have a pretty good sense of what's going on in their bodies. They live in them 24/7.
Yeah.
So they know that something may be awry.
Yeah. All right, quick 30 seconds on women being born early are at higher risk of having preemie babies. That news?
I'm not sure what you mean by born early in the
women
day.
Women. No. There are preemie women have preemie babies.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, right. Yeah, that makes sense entirely because, and I didn't know that, but there's something about preemies where things are not quite right. You know, they may have health issues that plague them for a lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Dr. Ron Hoffman, sign up for the aforementioned Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I've got $10 in my pocket. I have nothing to offer you, and I know that. I understand. But I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right.
Eight stars out of both of them. My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion, from the movie The Titanic. As I mentioned earlier, the ship sank on this date in 1912. Who's laughing? Why are you laughing?
Well, because, you know, you didn't give us a warning about the end of the movie there.
Really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The ship sank. Oh, thanks, Doug. I didn't see that movie.
It was in all the papers.
No.
Okay. What else was she?
The other night I was sleeping under a bridge, and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people. I'll take some laughs. I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it. You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next.
You know who
it comes at you.
Who really?
Each day count.
played a good bad guy was Billy Zane.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
He was really good as the baddie. And he's one of those people that, okay, who is it? You'd recognize him and you know him immediately. But he doesn't really get the big juicy parts. But he's played some pretty good roles. Anyway, so that's from the movie The Titanic. We get started with movie music here on Movie Moments. Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a matter of moments. Good day at 55 past the hour.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Did you see that Julia Roberts is producing and starring in a film remake of The Bat Kid Begins?
I saw that on the internet.
Why would she do that?
They did a documentary on that story. I don't know if you know that story. Little boy who was diagnosed, I believe, with cancer, and his favorite superhero was Batman. So they staged a scenario in San Francisco where he would be Batman alongside an actor as the real Batman, and then they had a lot of supervillains, Riddler, Joker. Guys were robbing a bank. It's a really cool story. So I like the idea of doing that. I guess he wants to make this story into a biopic of the real kid. So
that's all right. What else?
A new trailer to Star Wars: The Force Awakens will be released online this Thursday. That movie officially opens on Christmas Day. Trailers are a big thing for movies. The trailer to Batman vs Superman officially will come out in its entirety. April 20th.
Did you see the trailer for the next Mission Impossible?
Yeah, it looks really good.
What did you think of that? I saw it this first time this last week. I thought it looked good, yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. You know, this summer, a lot of big films. It's going to be a really good summer. You got Jurassic World. You got Tomorrowland with George Clooney. It's a big Disney movie. Avengers 2 opens on May 1st. Mad Max Fury Road with Tom Hardy replacing Mel Gibson as Max. That trailer looks amazing. Just watch a trailer to Ant-Man with Paul Rudd. I think that looks really, really good. And Terminator Genesis with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in his signature role for the, I believe, sixth time. That trailer looks like a lot of fun. And then there's Pan with Hugh Jackman plays Blackbeard the Pirate, sort of a reincarnation of the Peter Pan origin. That trailer is really good also. This is going to be a real good summer. And the movie I'm looking forward to most is Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2.
Friday
with Kevin. I'm actually at a multiplex right now online in my sleeping bag waiting for it to open on Friday.
I will tell you, my son and his buddies cannot wait to go see that stupid movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Chuck, on Mad Max, is that an exact remake or is it a kind of a retake?
No, it's just a new chapter, but if you could tell by the trailer, most of those effects are practical, and they did some really dangerous stunts like all the other Mad Max movies. It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Your rendering of what looks good in mine are different. There wasn't
Come
much
on,
in there.
I'll fly to Boston and take you to see Paul Blart: Mall Cop.
Really?
Yes. If you go see it.
I'll go if you're buying, and then I can take a nap. I'll have some popcorn, take a nap. Thank you very much. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry, movie man here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.